This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. India and US today announced that they have reached a framework for an interim agreement regarding reciprocal and mutually beneficial trade. Commerce and Industry Ministry shared the India-US joint statement, which said that the framework reaffirms the country's commitment to the broader US-India bilateral trade agreement negotiations launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump on 13 February last year. According to the joint statement, United States will apply a reciprocal tariff rate of 18% on goods of India. India will eliminate or reduce tariffs on all U.S. industrial goods and a wide range of U.S. food and agricultural products. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has termed the framework for an interim trade agreement between India and U.S. as great news and thanked U.S. President Donald Trump for his personal commitment to robust ties between the countries. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "This framework reflects the growing depth, trust and dynamism of India-US partnership." He said, "It strengthens Make in India and will generate large-scale employment for women and youngsters." Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said he is looking forward to discussions with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim and further enhancing the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. In his departure statement ahead of embarking on a two-day visit to Malaysia, Prime Minister Modi said they will aim to deepen defence and security ties, enhance economic and innovation partnership and expand collaboration between new domains. He highlighted that the historic ties between India and Malaysia have seen steadfast progress in recent years. He expressed eagerness to meet the Indian community in Malaysia, which represent one of the largest Indian diasporas in the world, numbering nearly 3 million. He added that their immense contribution to Malaysia's progress and their role as a living bridge between the two nations provides a strong foundation to the historic friendship between the two countries. More from our correspondent.
The major highlight of today's schedule will be Prime Minister Narendra Modi's interaction with the Indian diaspora. Salamat Datang Modi ji, an event expected to draw around 15,000 people, is all set to welcome Prime Minister with great pomp and enthusiasm. From dance performances to singing programs, the event will serve as a major cultural showcase at the Mines International Exhibition and Convention Center. Tomorrow, the focus will shift to the official engagements, including the welcome ceremony, bilateral meetings, delegation-level talks, and the exchange of key members of understanding as India and Malaysia look to further strengthen their comprehensive strategic partnership. Durgesh Padoria, Akashvani News, Kuala Lumpur.
President Draupadi Murmu will arrive today on a one-day visit to Jagdalpur, the divisional headquarters of Bastar in Chhattisgarh. On this occasion, she will inaugurate the Bastar Pandum Festival. The president will also address a program organized at Lal Bagh Ground in Jagdalpur. India has condemned the bombing at an Islamabad mosque and condoled the loss of life it has caused. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry termed it unfortunate that Pakistan is choosing to delude itself by blaming others for its homegrown ills instead of seriously addressing the problems plaguing its social fabric. The ministry said India rejects any such baseless and pointless allegations. Earlier, 31 people were killed and 170 injured in a suicide attack at a Shia religious center in the capital, Islamabad, yesterday. The Indian Coast Guard, ICG, busted an international oil smuggling racket through a sea air network-centered operation. The vessels involved devised a method to smuggle large volumes of cheap oil and oil-based cargo from conflict-ridden countries. During the operation, it was found that the smugglers were carrying out mid-sea transfers of the illicit cargo to motor tankers in international waters with the objective of making substantial illegal profits. The ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026, co-hosted by India and Sri Lanka, kickstarts today. The month-long tournament will run until March 8, featuring 20 international teams competing across 55 matches at venues spread across both countries. And India have clinched the Under-19 Cricket World Cup title for a record sixth time, beating England by 100 runs in the final of the Under-19 World Cup 2026 in Harare, Zimbabwe last evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.